Is it okay with everybody that we get off the bidet now?
If you're done, yeah, sure.
Onward, onward, upward.
What is it with boys and potty talk?
I don't know.
I have to rescue everybody.
I don't know.
Hey, I just happened to reach out to Susan Junker, my friend at St. Vincent de Paul this week, and just see how they're doing. You know, they got their hands full. They always do, but even more so now.
Oh, boy.
And she just thanked us, and I asked what if anybody was interested in helping, what they could do. And she said, you know, with all the restrictions, probably a financial donation is the best. So that's, if you're thinking you'd like to help in some way, you know, a lot of the families now, people are, the working poor are now really out of work. And so things will get even harder. But didn't you hear something last night about volunteering as well? Like
Governor Ducey kind of in the press conference yesterday kind of excluded volunteerism from his 10 people or fewer. He said, look, the government employees or public servants, they're going to be there. If you've got the time and the inclination, we've got room for you. We need the volunteers. And General McGuire from National Guard, I thought he was great in the interview. We've had him here on our show before, and he was great here, and he was really great in the interview. He said, look, we got 8,000 citizen soldiers getting ready to go to work, doing nothing but delivering the last mile. We've got the trucks. We've got the logistics. We've got the facilities. We got what it takes to get you all what you need, and we're going to be there for you. I just thought that was awesome. Hey, Ron's been waiting very patient with a question about his home. Let's get to it. Mr. Ron, thank you, and thank you for being so patient while we covered everything we covered. How can we help you?
You're welcome.
How can we help you, my friend?
Okay, the house I live in is 18 years old, and it came with a patio that was 10 by 10, divided up into four squares, and the concrete is gray. I'm noticing towards the outermost edge and towards the inside that it's pitting, that it's like losing the top layer, and then there's some white. I don't know if it's a powder. I tried sweeping it away. I got some more afterwards on top of that.
Okay.
How do I get rid of it without building a new patio?
Okay. Ron, where are you?
I'm in Surprise.
Okay. That white powder is salt. Most of the granules we use to make concrete in the Valley of the Sun comes from the Salt River bed. And the Salt River is called the Salt River because there are huge salt reservoirs on the White Mountain Apache Indian Tribe, the source of the Salt River. So we call that, Ron, effervescence. It's the salt, when the concrete gets wet, it wicks the salt to the surface. And as the moisture evaporates, the salt is left. You can knock that out with just a dilution of vinegar and water, and it'll be knocked out. You won't eliminate it because the moisture will do it again and again and again. As far as the surface delamination, there isn't a lot we're going to be able to do about that. In a 10 by 10 patio, we're not talking about a really big area, you might consider just doing an overlay paver. Leave the concrete there and just do an overlay paver over the top of it. The concrete's not going anywhere. It's structurally safe. It's just not pretty. Do an overlay paver right over the top of it. It'll be very, very handsome and look very, very good. And for all the reasons you're calling today are the reasons, we're just not pouring very much concrete outside of a house anymore. We pour very few driveways, very few sidewalks, and very few patios in concrete. They're all done in pavers. So that would be my advice. Consider contacting one of the Rosie Certified landscapers on the west side, Sunburst Landscaping, Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping, and have them come out and take a look about what would it take just to cover that little bitty area with overlay pavers from Belgard. You're going to thank me for that.
Got an email from Kathy yesterday in Tucson wanting to know what our opinion of waterline insurance is. Some cities endorse it, and basically, you pay a monthly insurance. Yeah. So when the sewer line ever goes out, you're responsible for everything up to your curb. And when that drain line goes out, that is an expensive replacement. There are.
Is this the water supply insurance or the waistline insurance? Because they have both.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't think it's specified.
But it's basically from where it taps into the city, where from your water meter to the water manifold for the supply side, and from the edge of your footing to the sewer tap. Those are all your responsibility. And this company, I think it's New Jersey, the guy was absolutely a genius. He's insuring them for like $3 a month a piece. 300 million people in America. That's 140 homes. If he gets 1% participation, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
I have discouraged people from taking those policies out. But ironically, the folks at New Flow are making a very good living relining a lot of those pipes now in Phoenix that are 50, and 60, approaching the end of their
economic life. And she was in Tucson, and they have a Tucson office as well.
Yeah.
So you can line epoxy coat the inside of your supply or drain line and extend the life of it another
50 years.
Yeah. So at that point, I would much more go a preventative maintenance route like that than add one more insurance coverage to.
I know our good friend Clay Jansen at Focus probably really furrows his eyebrow when he hears us talking about this, but we are not big insurance people. We believe in savings account and regular maintenance.
and
he does too. Clay, yeah. He does too. That's why he writes all our insurance.
So there's a option for you to look into, and I would encourage you to do that before you did anything else. New Flow, you can find them in the plumbing category at Rosie on the House, and they line supply and waistlines with epoxy. And, we don't know how long epoxy will last. Rosie said 50 years. It could be twice that.
I think they
it
stayed.
It could be three times that.
I think they stayed twice that. I think they stayed 100 years.
Yeah, it'll last a long time.
But Rosie Remodeling had a customer in Scottsdale Ranch, which isn't that old, whose lines are deteriorated to the point he's going to have to replace them. And we sent New Flow out there to take a look at them, and we're supposed to get the analysis next week. So,
Frank sent us an email as well with a nice picture of this exterior wood support beam on his patio that had some damage done to it. And I know it's a popular look to have exposed wood, but anyone that has exposed wood knows what the sun will do and water and weather does to it, and it becomes an expensive maintenance item. If you have exposed wood, whether it's Vega tails, whether it's a wood header, whether it's a support column on a patio, the first thing I would do, or if you have a metal one and you want the wood look, call we've got them in a couple categories because it's such a unique service that people don't even know to ask for it. But if you go to Vega Tails, and like I said, and he works statewide, but Steve Miller, and he makes fiberglass wraps to go over that look, you can't tell it's not wood. So if you want the real wood look, or you're trying to eliminate the constant maintenance you have on your exposed, he makes a fiberglass sleeve that covers it. So now you don't have to worry about staining it, painting it. And it is, Vega Tails. And he's out of Tucson, but he does work statewide. Saw Design, I don't remember his middle initial, but it's Stephen A. Williams, Design and Fiberglass Vegas. So if you've got any kind of exterior wood, that's our best recommendation. Have it wrapped with a fiberglass, wood replica.
Great option.
And eliminate the maintenance.
Most of our exterior doors that we're putting in for our remodeling projects, we try and get people to go to the wood fiberglass product because it for the average person walking up to the door, they would not know it's not wood. The grain pattern is embossed in the material. It's virtually maintenance-free. It's the right way to go. We just installed a couple doors like that for a client up in Carefree just this past week.
And
one thing I'd like to say, as it relates to remodeling right now, a lot of people are saying, well, I'm not sure I want strangers in my house. Folks, if you've got a project like this that's outside that needs to be done, you can get the estimates by photographs and emails, and the work can all be done outside. And I'm going to tell you that there's going to be a lot of companies, depending on how long this goes, that are going to be looking for work at discounted prices to keep their people. So if you've got some posts outside that need replacing, take pictures of it. Estimators and production team never even needs to come in your house.
Yeah. And in this example where the guys got the damage occurred from a woodpecker, this would prevent the woodpecker from pecking on it for a couple of reasons. One including he's not going to be looking for insects because with it being a closed system, whereas wood is porous and open, you're not going to have the insects. And because it's protected from the UV ray sun, it's going to extend the life of that wood beam. So it's one of those things that we often see and we think, gosh, why didn't I think of that?